expressing dismay after learning of the recent presentation by psychiatric evaluators at the Durban Magistrates Court that Grayson Bear is unfit to stand trial. In June 2024, Grayson Bear entered the home of the Hussein Preston family in Durban, wielding a knife, stabbed the mother and wife Halima Hussein Preston to death and fatally wounding the husband and son with multiple stab wounds. Now, subsequent to that, the murderer confessed to his crimes and that his motivation was the Preston family's solidarity with Palestine. So now, Grayson Bear is declared unfit to stand trial for his murder of a Durban mom. Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, and thank you for having us.
This is an indictment, Ali. I mean, so we can do exactly what we want. We can commit murder, and you can then just be declared medically unfit.
I mean, it's preposterous. It's outrage. And like we say in our statement, you can only imagine the pain, the insult, injury the family is feeling right now. What infuriates us the most is that Mr. Grayson was declared fit to stand trial by a state surgeon. After he was declared fit by a state surgeon, the defense wanted some outside type of advanced psychiatric evaluators to look into the issue, and that's when they said it's not fit to stand. We think it's preposterous. Between the initial assessment by the state surgeon, it should suffice. It's enough. Mr. Grayson knew exactly what he was doing. He planned this very well. It was premeditated. He knew the family. He planned it. He went into the house. He executed his plan, premeditated murder in its worst forms. And he was in a clear state of mind. Maybe he's crazy, sure, and mean to for you to do such evil thing as this. You have to be mad. You have to be crazy. You have to be out of your mind. But we concede that he was in the right frame of mind when he planned the murder and when he executed the murders. So we find it preposterous that he's somewhat unfit to stand trial.
At this point, Ali, can this decision be challenged? Surely it can. What can we do about it?
Oh, definitely. We are arguing that the state must challenge this. The chronological series of events is that the state surgeon said that the man is fit to stand trial. They challenged the state surgeon's medical evaluation and therefore brought their own medical evaluation to challenge his. So the state can challenge this. The state can say, but we don't want a back and forth, you know. It can't be a back and forth of our medical evaluators are saying X, your medical evaluators are saying Y. No. The magistrate in this case must just take a decision. But what the prosecutors should not do and what the National Prosecuting Authority should not do is to concede to this preposterous medical evaluation. It is said in the case that it is being referred to the regional court in Durban, and the prosecutor in the case is referring the findings of that medical report to his seniors in the prosecuting authority. And we believe that the prosecuting authority will challenge that and would compel or convince the judge or the magistrate in this particular case to continue trying Mr. Grayson as a fit and normal person.
Now, declared unfit to stand trial for his murder of the Durban mom, but he essentially had intentions. Well, if we go back to the incident, he had intentions of actually killing the entire family. So he's facing two counts of attempted murder against the husband and also the son. So he stormed into their home June 2nd, 2024, attacked Halima, stabbing her 15 times in front of the family, and then turned on the husband and the son. So clearly there was malicious intent here.
Of course, of course. Like I said, he planned this. He planned this. It was not a spur of the moment thing. He knew when they were going to be in the house. He knew that all of them are inside. He knew where to find them. And by the way, Mr. Grayson is neighborhood fellow. He knows them. He knows them. He has said he's disgusted by their solidarity with Palestine. He said that they think it's funny that people he knows in the IDF are being killed by Hamas. He did not appreciate that. He said he doesn't like it. They think it's funny. They think they can go around with their Palestinian flags while his friends, his brothers, are being killed in the Israeli Defense Forces. So he has turned this. He didn't lose his mind. He didn't snap went into, no, he planned it. It was premeditated and is very, very, very clear. In his confession, he says it's very, very clear. We're not challenging the fact that he might be a mentally disturbed person. We argue, of course, that anybody who commits these murders is a mentally disturbed person. Between you and me, anybody who supports Israel is a mentally disturbed person.
But 100%. Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't mean that those type of people are not rational in their actions. No, they are. They're very much rational in their actions. And although he's mentally disturbed, he was rational when he did this. He was in the right frame of mind when he did this, and therefore he must be tried as a normal and fit person.
In conclusion, Ali, we just via the WhatsApp line here, someone sending us this message coming from 2116 saying, why can we perhaps not look at an independent assessment of the unfit for trial scenario, or alternatively call for a delay to the trial and put it off for later whilst Grayson is in medical custody? Are those options available that can be explored from a legal perspective?
Of course, they can. Look, like I said, we don't want the back and forth thing, yeah?
Yeah.
Mr. Grayson was declared fit by a medical surgeon of the state. An evaluator of the state does not have independent private. The state doesn't. The state has, the government has hospitals all over the place. So when you go to, for instance, when anybody goes to a government hospital, a hospital that is owned by government, that you get a state surgeon or a state doctor. He was declared fit. This particular one was an independent one, because the defense challenged the state's medical evaluation. So we are saying that it can't be a back and forth. The prosecution must refuse to accept this recent medical evaluation. They must contend that the initial medical evaluation from the state surgeon is correct, and therefore pursue to try Mr. Grayson as a normal and fit person. There shouldn't be a back and forth. We don't think delaying justice helps the Hussein Preston family. We don't believe it. In fact, the swift justice will bring closure to the family. If this matter were to drag long, the family will be in pain for longer. We don't want that for them. There must be swift justice. The sooner Mr. Grayson is tried, found guilty, and sentenced to rot in jail, the better.
Indeed. Swift, I agree with you. Ali Kumapi, Africa for Palestine, spokesperson. Jazakallah, thanks so much for joining us in PM Drive.